Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Pete, and here's a rather croaky Carl.
Hi, I'm Carl.
We're from Frequency Cast, the online radio show that covers digital TV and technology in the UK. If you've not listened to us before, welcome. Carl's normally the show's host, but he's been struck down with a pre-Christmas cold thing, so I'm taking the hot seat for a change. Carl has managed to struggle into the studio, though, and will be coughing his way through this Frequency Cast update.
Yeah, just don't ask me to talk about technology in any detail.
As we mentioned in our last update, normally our shows are monthly, but as a trial all through December, we're going to be bringing you a weekly show to see what you think. We haven't had much of a response to our last update yet, but there is still time to get in touch with your feedback. Do you want to hear us become more frequent? If so, let us know. Anyway, in this update, we're taking a break from digital TV to talk to you about a new phone that's just been released. Now, this isn't one of those majorly expensive smartphones that we're normally talking about, like the N96 or the Apple iPhone. This is actually a very affordable device. And let's face it, in the current climate, anything we can do to get our hands on cheap tech is a good thing. Let me just hand this over to you, Carl. Is your voice up to describing this for us?
Well, this is a very sleek-looking 3 phone, I'm assuming, from the icon there. It's a slidey thing. So it's a slidey one with the numbers revealed at the bottom side. It appears to have no visual screen at all at the moment because I can't make it work. Where's the on button?
Yeah, that'll be it not being turned on. Let me just turn this on for you. Wait for the silly tune.
The anticipation is driving me wild. I almost got my voice back in the amount of time that took.
Social networking. You a big fan of social networking?
Oh yeah, me. I'm very sociable with a voice like this.
Most popular social networking site at the moment is...
Facebook.
And this is the Facebook phone, better known as the Ink. Spelled I-N-Q with a little superscript 1, the Ink 1. This is a Facebook phone.
How very intellectual of it, with a nice big colourful screen. So, Facebook phone, what does that actually mean? Is this free Facebook or something?
So let me tell you what this is about. Yes, it does offer you free Facebook. This is actually one of the first phones to really, really integrate something like Facebook into its phone system. So what I'm going to do is I'll show you the contacts view. Okay, so I've gone into contacts. Normally when you go to enter a contact in your phone book, what do you get? You're asked for...
Name. Phone number.
It's a little bit slow to start, but there we go. Okay. So if you go to add a contact, options, add new contact, you're asked for phone number, Windows Live ID, Skype, blog feed, picture, ringtone, homepage, and email address. So little of the normal stuff that you get in your normal address book, like address. This is all about your social elements. So here you can type in your Facebook ID, your Skype ID, your email address, that kind of thing. So what we've actually done is we did something rather clever. When we took the phone out of the box, rather than actually starting to import our addresses, we did a sync to Facebook. So I have signed up with my Facebook account here. Now I've got a fair number of our listeners are actually our Facebook friends. So just scrolling through this list, quick shout out to a few people who are our Facebook friends. Paul Samuels, Michael Johnson, Mark Korn, John Moran, Greg Smith, Chris Cockrum, Brad Hunstable, Ben Hugh. So you're all our Facebook friends, and we've managed to do a synchronise from the phone's address book to our Facebook account, and it's populated all of our friends. So look, have a look down some of the faces.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me have another look. Kerry, John, Ian Mears.
So what you can see there is the face that comes from Facebook and the status message from Facebook. So you can actually see what current picture they've got on their Facebook account and what their current status is, which is actually quite nifty.
Very good. Nice touch.
If we scroll down to our friend the Bearded Buffalo here as well. Where's Beardy? There he is. So we can actually see at the moment that he's actually online on MSN and we can see his current Facebook status.
Very sharp.
So this is really, really integrating your phone book, your Facebook, your Instant Messenger all together. And we've been a bit nosy here, having a quick look. A couple of our listeners. John Moran. Look at this girl here.
Janine
Bendel. Look how cute she is. Look at that.
She's very cute.
John, you've got some gorgeous friends. Samantha as well.
Botha.
John, if you can get them to become listeners of the show, that would be absolutely marvellous. Who else have we got here? Greg Smith. Now look at her. Okay, Alison Bridge, if you're listening, are you the blonde or are you the brunette?
Fantastic.
See, this is why it's important to get a Facebook phone, so you can see all of your mates and all of their friends and talk about them on podcasts.
Obviously, be rude not to. So if you don't have one of these phones or a podcast of your own, go out and buy one.
A few other things to mention on here. It's got Skype. Now, we talked about a Skype phone from Three a little while ago. This is free Skype to Skype, so you can do a free voice call to Skype over the internet. Very well done browser. The internet browser on here is pretty good. It's also got one of these landscape portrait automatic switchy things, which isn't bad. As I say, the context is very good. It does email, SMS, MMS, music player. So it's got a MP3 player on here, which is pretty good. It also has RSS feeds, so you can actually get a podcast feed on it.
Startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to FrequencyCast, show number 34.
There we go. So that's our podcast. And you can see it's Last.fm enabled, so it can keep a track of the music you're playing and upload that to Last.fm. It's a really powerful, clever little device. And even nice little touches like you take a photo, on the back it's got a 3.2 meg camera. Take a photo, you can view your photo, you can set it as your contact photo, or a couple of key presses and you can upload it to Facebook.
Oh, very good.
Only thing it doesn't have is a flash, which is a little bit of a shame. But all in all, not a bad little phone. In your croaky voice, what do you reckon?
I like it. It's a rather sleek-looking device. It is certainly the kids' toy. It's what they all need, especially all you Facebook fans out there. Me, personally, I'm happy with my watch.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more used to your watch. I was a bit... wasn't overly sold on the chunkiness, but every time I see it, I'm a little bit more impressed, actually. Wasn't it black last time?
Oh, the watch face. Yes, it was. Yes, and it's now white. Interesting story there. I was standing in the office talking to some of the guys, and I was wondering what time we were actually starting to record. And I suddenly realised I was wearing a blue shirt, and it didn't really go with my watch face. So I pressed menu. I went into phone settings, particularly went into phone setup. And then in phone setup, I chose option number 6, which is display characteristics. And at clock type, I decided actually what I need is a blue face for my watch to go with my shirt. They were very impressed that I had a blue watch to go with my blue shirt.
Yeah, you love it, don't you? I'm getting more and more tempted. But just at the moment, I'm sold on this little phone, the Facebook phone. Care to give me a price? Now, bearing in mind, we've got the iPhone that is going to cost you about £30 a month and 99 quid. And, okay, has a lovely smooth touchscreen, but this does things like social networking pretty well. How would you compare this price-wise?
Well, I would imagine that would be around £60, and then with a hefty contract of like £20 a month or something.
Well, actually, free on a £15 a month contract.
Very good. And it's what the kids want.
It's actually what the adults want as well, a social networking phone like this. This is actually the kind of phone you could use as a second phone to do your internet stuff on it. You can actually get it on pay-as-you-go as well, 80 quid. If you're interested in this kind of phone, I'd really recommend you try and go for the contract option, because with the contract option, you get unlimited internet, which is pretty good.
Thank you. That's all for this update. If you'd like to know any more about what we've had to say, you really want to go to a website where you can hear me tell the address, but I'll try it anyway. You want to go and visit us at www.frequencycast.co.uk. I'm just going for a cough. Bye.
Oh, poor Carl. Don't worry, I'll do the outro this week. You go and have a Lemsip. That's it for this update. As part of our December trial, there'll be something popping up on our feed in the next week, and our next full-length show will be out in January. If you want more details of this Facebook phone, go to frequencycast.co.uk/facebook.html, where we'll have a few hands-on photos. If you've got any questions about the phone, or you want to get in touch with feedback on today's update, you can send us a text message, which will appear on our Facebook phone. Our text number is 07882 043 521, or you can mail us via the site. You can also reach us in the studio via our Facebook phone, so if you're on Facebook, do a search for FrequencyCast and sign up to our fan page. Don't forget as well to share out our fan page to some of your friends to see if perhaps they'd like to listen to us too. Do drop us a message on Facebook, and maybe we'll pick out your message on the next show. Anyway, that's all for now. Have a good week. Thanks for listening, and please spread the word.
FrequencyCast. Update complete.